Exclusive, Clint Brown, Establishment Republicans Do Not Want to Do the Hard Work to Pass Save America Act. By Hannah Knudsen on July 1, 2026. Establishment Senate Republicans do not want to do the hard work that it would require to pass the Save America Act. Clint Brown, president of American PATH, explained during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Brown walked through the issues Republicans are having with passing the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register to vote. The Trump administration has dubbed the legislation one of the most critical pieces of legislation in our nation's history. And President Trump renewed his call for its passage following the Supreme Court ruling that state laws allowing mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day are not violating federal law. Because of the mail-in ballot ruling, which was a little bit surprising, gives people more time to vote illegally, the SAVE Act is even more important, Trump said, emphasizing the importance of citizenship. Brown walked through the issues with Republican leadership when it comes to passing the Save America Act. It's a club, and that calculation of this being a special club certainly plays into it, he said, speaking of the dynamics in the Senate. So getting down into the nitty-gritty, what's going on is the Senate does not want, it's very simple. They do not want to do the hard work that it would require to pass the Save America Act. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Clint Brown, June 30, 2026. Brown said establishment Republican senators continuing to say they do not have 60 votes is an excuse not to pursue it. However, that excuse, he said, does not hold water. Yes, obviously we know we don't have 60 votes. We know the Democrats are not going to support something that secures elections and eliminates the opportunity for not only illegal immigrants to vote but really tightens up the ability to cheat. Of course, they're not going to pass that. They don't want to do that, Brown said, explaining that there is still a way for GOP lawmakers to get it done. The Senate has historically passed bills at 51 after a filibuster breaks. There's two ways to break a filibuster. Now, bear with me as I get in the nitty-gritty here. 60 votes, you file cloture, and it limits the time of debate. Cloture just means shortcut, so one of your listeners should think of cloture as shortcut. The other way is you let the Democrats talk until they can't talk anymore. And let's be honest, their average age is like 105. They can't talk that long, and they will eventually stop talking. And then you can pass the bill at 51 votes. And guess what? We have 53 Republicans. And the vice president should be pretty easy to do. Further, Brown addressed other excuses offered by establishment Republicans in the Senate, explaining how giving floor control to the Democrats can be handled effectively. The Republicans can simply do what's called a motion to table, 51 votes. All it takes is 51 Republicans, and they can table that amendment at any time. That means send it back to where it came from, send it back to the pits of Democrat hell that it came from. And frankly, it's not that hard. So, what they're saying is every time the Democrats bring up a new amendment, it will trigger new speeches, and they can filibuster longer. Well, no. Not if you table it, because that table, the motion is able, it's not debatable. There's nothing the Democrats can do. So, what they don't want is to vote on it. They don't want to vote to table it. They're afraid vulnerable senators will have ads run against them based on that motion to table. We voted against a bill, an amendment to give all Americans puppies. You hate puppies, that's what they're afraid the Democrats will say. Democrats, he continued, already have the GOP on record on everything they want. Surmising that Democrats would also have Republicans vote on something that Republicans don't care about at all. That doesn't hurt our vulnerable members anyway. Ultimately, Brown concluded that Senate Leader John Thune, RSD, is too afraid to do what it takes to make the Save America Act happen, acting as a thermometer rather than a thermostat. John Thune is taking the thermometer route. The way you become a thermostat is you put the binary choice right in front of them, and you say, what are you going to do? Are you going to vote yes? Are you going to vote no? Are you going to vote for a bill that 80% of the American people agree with? 95% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats are going to vote no and face their wrath. John refuses to do that, Brown said. He will not adjust the temperature. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.